Penod un o'r ddeg. Gwbod faint i'w godi. Croeso i bodlediad Bod yn Fos arna ti dy hun, can llawer entrepreneur ifanc i gychwyn busnes. Pynnau dy fod i'n meddwl am gychwyn busnes am y tro cynta, neu fod gen ti syniad ti eisiau ddatblygu, mae'r podlediad yma i chdi. Mari dwi, a fyddai'n dy arwain di drwy'r gyfres 15 rhan yma, fydd yn dy gadw di ar y trywydd iawn ac yn dy helpu di i ddeall a meddwl am yr heriau sy'n codi wrth gychwyn busnes. Rhan o wasanaeth Busnes Cymru y Llywodraeth ydy Syniadau Mawr Cymru, a'i nod ydy codi dyhead a chefnogi entrepreneuriaid ifanc i gyrraedd eu hychelgais mewn busnes. Mae Busnes Cymru, sy'n cael ei ariannu'n rhannol gan Gronfa Datblygu Rhanbarthol Ewrop, yn cefnogi pobl ifanc drwy ddarparu adnoddau ar-lein, gweithdai sgiliau busnes a sesiynau un i un efo cynghorydd er mwyn troi syniadau'n reality. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu'n ôl efo chdi. Ffonia'r linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru. Neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales. Croeso nôl! Rwan, os cofi di nôl i'r benod ddwytha, wnaethon ni siarad am gyllid, y gwahanol fatha o gyllid sy'n gael, lle i ddod o hyd iddo fo, a wnaethon ni fynd drwy chydig o top tips ar sut i gael gafel arno fo. Paid ag anghofio, be oedd yn codi dro ar ôl tro oedd pa mor bwysig di cael cynllun busnes da. Ond rwan, mae'n amser i ni gychwyn siarad am brisio, a faint dylsach di godi ar gwsmeriaid. Mae'n rhaid i'r hyn fyddi di'n godi am wasanaeth neu gynnyrch fod yn ddigon er mwyn creu elw'r rhesymol ac yn ddigon i gyfro unrhyw gostau. Paid ag anghofio, mae'r amser ti'n weithio angen cael ei ystyried pam ti'n gweithio dy gostau allan hefyd. Yn aml, dydy pobl sy'n cychwyn busnes ddim yn codi digon am wasanaeth neu gynnyrch. Maen nhw'n cadw prisiau'n isel er mwyn denu cwsmeriaid, ond mae hon yn gêm berig i'w chwarae. Ti'n berig o golli pres yn y tymor byr ac unwaith mae pobl wedi arfer efo prisiau isel, mae medru bod yn anodd i codi nhw wedyn. Cofia'r tri peth yma ac i di ddim yn bell o dy le. 1. Mae rhan fwyaf o gwsmeriaid yn barod i dalu pris teg. 2. Mae rhai cwsmeriaid yn cysylltu pris rhad efo cynnyrch neu wasanaeth sal. 3. Fydd na rai cwsmeriaid wastad yn holl i blew pan mae'n dod i brisiau. Diolch moch faint ti'n godi. Meddylia os mae dyma'r math o cwsmeriaid ti isio beth bynnag. Dwi am fynd â chdi drwy 5 cam syml rwan, y medru di dilyn pam ti'n trio penderfynu faint i'w godi. Cam 1. Gweithio allan faint o gostau sy'n gen ti. I wneud hyn, ti angen ystyried cost, deunyddiau crai, stoc a chyflenwadau. Costau sefydlog neu orbenion, overheads, fel rent a biliau, staff a deunydd marchnata, treth a thaliadau buddsoddi, a chofia, paid ag anghofio'r costau bach, mae bob dim yn cyfri. Cam 2. Gweithio allan be di gwerth dy fewnbwn di. Mae'n rhaid i chdi gynnwys yr amser ti'n weithio a gwerth dy arbenigedd di fel rhan o dy gostau di. Gna'r amser ti'n weithio gyfri. Cam 3. Gwna'r sums. Mae'n rhaid i dy brisiau di fod yn uwch na dy gostau di er mwyn adennill costau. Break even. Dy elw di fydd y gwahaniaeth rhwng dy gostau di a'r pris ti'n godi. Cyn i chdi benderfynu ar bris, gna'n siŵr dy fod di wedi sbio ar yr holl ffactorau. Cam 4. Gna ymchwil mewn i'r farchnad. Ffeindi allan faint mae cwsmeriaid yn barod i'w dalu. Ffeindi allan faint mae busnesau eraill yn ei godi. Mae hyn yn dod yn ôl at gadw llygad ar y rhai sy'n cystadlu'n derbyn di. Cam 5. Adolygad y bris yn rheolaidd. Cadwa olwg ar dy gostau a choda'r prisiau os ti angen. Cari ymlaen i checio prisiau rhai sy'n cystadlu'n derbyn di. Gna'n siŵr dy fod ti up to date bob amser. Ond byddan ofalus, tria beidio dychryn cwsmeriaid wrth godi prisiau'n rhy gyflym a'i gosod nhw'n rhy uchel. Rwan, mae'n bwysig deall fod na ddau fath gwahanol o elw. Elw gros, sef y gwahaniaeth rhwng faint mae'n gostio chdi wneud neu prynu'r cynnyrch a'r pris mae'r gwsmeriaid i ni dalu. Wedyn mae'na elw net, sef yr elw sydd ar ôl i chdi dynnu dy gostau sefydlog di, biliau, rent, cyflogau a ballu, allan o dy elw gros. Mae yna ffyrdd o gynnyddu'r elw ti'n ei wneud drwy defnyddio deunydd rhatach, prynu'n uniongyrchol gan y cwmni sy'n cynhyrchu'r deunydd, lleihau costau rhedeg dy fusnes drwy drafod cyfraddau gwell ar gyflenwadau a gwasanaethau, codi gwerth dy fusnes drwy ddarparu gwasanaeth cwsmer heb ei ail. Mi fydd hyn yn gwella dy enw dadu a mi fydd wedi godi mwy wrth i'r galw gynnyddu. Be am glywed gan un arall o fodelau rôl syniadau mawr? Troma fyddwn ni'n clywed gan Sarah Sharp o Cariad Bakery. Hiya, Sarah.
Hiya.
Thank you for coming here today.
Croeso.
Tell us a bit about yourself and about the business.
So, I am director of Cariad Bakery Kiv, based at Coedanna and beautiful Anglesey. Everything I do is gluten-free. So I'm gluten-free, my daughter is, and my husband is. And I also make products out of Llaeth Dyfed, Llyn Gymraeg Organic, so it's organic Welsh used milk products. So I started my business back in 2017, and I have a commercial kitchen, in my house at the moment. I'm a qualified environmental health officer. I qualified in 1988, so I spent my main working life advising businesses, educating people, and where necessary, enforcing legislation, food safety legislation. I also have an engineering master's, and I'm a qualified chef, and my daughter's a qualified chef as well. But I would call myself a passionate foodie with allergies, because I can't drink cow's milk either. Hence, I've started making yummy things out of organic Welsh ewe's milk.
And have you been surprised by the reaction?
Yes, I have genuinely been surprised. I went to Taste Wales in March as a rising star, and I thought no one would want to see me. I'm just a small business. I will be at the conference most of the time. But there was so much interest in my products, especially the organic Welsh used products. They were described as new and innovative and exciting, and everyone seemed to love them. So I've been surprised by the positive reaction that I've received, and it's just been brilliant.
Were you quite nervous about doing something that's different and new?
No, I suppose there's the confidence thing. When you make something new, you always worry, well, I like it. I'm making really scrummy food that I like to eat, but will anyone else like it? For me, though, making delicious organic products with an amazing ingredient that is organic Welsh ewe's milk, that was just natural for me. But it was nerve-wracking getting people to taste completely new products.
And what made you bite the bullet and say, I'm going to start this as a business rather than just something I love doing?
Okay, well, I think being truthful is the important thing here. And I was thinking about this. And basically, I've spent my working life as a professional, offering professional advice, helping food businesses. People keep saying to me, have you ever thought of starting a food business? Over the years, and I've always said to people, I have four children, and you need time and money to start a food business, and my children take all my time and all my money. Anita Ruddock started the body shop at 50 in her garage. I'm going to go for it. If I don't do it now, I never will. And I haven't looked back. It's hard work and a bit scary, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And so I'm glad that happened, because otherwise I would still be advising food businesses and I wouldn't have done it.
And sometimes I think things happen when they're meant to happen.
Yes.
So how is it working as a family and everyone chipping in?
It's brilliant, actually. I trust them implicitly. They're always there to help me when I need them. At my age, I'm rubbish with technology, so my 18-year-old son is my head of IT. I pay him with jelly beans. but he says that he would do it to help me. My youngest daughter, the qualified chef who's just finished her degree, she will help me whenever I need help. And my eldest daughter's a doctor, so her time is taken up with working, but if I need help, she will help me. My eldest son, he's away studying at the moment, but if I ever need any help, he's always there. So I'm really lucky. I have a team of people who are always there to help me. They put up with me, and a great team behind me, and it's helping me with building my business, because you start out and there's just you, and as you build a business, there comes a point where you need to expand, you need to increase the work capacity, but you can't employ someone because it's not a constant sort of stream of orders. So they, as I say, I've I hadn't realised it, but I've actually been building my team over the years.
And it's lucky that you have this passion and this drive in you to do the work.
Yeah.
Because it is a passion, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to have the passion to do it and a really good work ethic, because I've always said that raising four children is the hardest thing I've ever done, but now running a food business, I think this is the hardest thing I've ever done. I hope that doesn't put people off, because I'm passionate about what I do. I love it and I wouldn't change it. And I'm my own boss and I can plan my day as I want to. Yes, I work hard and long hours, but if I wanted to go to the beach for a couple of hours, I could, and then work into the evening. I love it. I love meeting so many lovely people. I love producing lovely products that people enjoy. And I'm hoping to grow the business so it's good for the local area as well, because local people have been so nice to me. My husband first brought me to Anglesey in 1984 when we were boyfriend and girlfriend to meet his nine. And everyone has been so sweet to me. So if I can give something back and be good for the local economy, that would be really good.
Yeah, how do you try and search for different flavours and new ingredients to work with?
I make food that I like to eat. So I'm creative and I think, I wonder whether that will work. So, for example, I've started adding Anglesey chilli to make spicy curry ads, and it works. I've tried my family, my lab rats, and try them on them, and then my local tasting panel in Llangefni in the local area, and everyone seems to like them. But it's just thinking, I wonder whether that will work, and just trying it. So that sort of, I suppose, satisfies the creative side of me.
And where do you see the business going?
I would like to grow it and make it a big business. I would like it to be really good for the local economy and to employ a team of local people. And I would like it to be international and to shout about organic Welsh ewe's milk and organic Welsh ewe's milk products and my gluten-free cakes as well. I would like it to be big. I would aspire for it to be big, and I would try. And if it doesn't work, I tried and I gave it my best shot.
And they're not only tasty, but they're good for you.
They are. It's great fuel for your body, good for you food, and that's spelled E-W-E. So it is good for you. These are completely organic. Welsh ewe's milk is really good for you. The anecdotal evidence is that it has helped Bulgarian sheep farmers to have exceedingly long lives. It's got almost twice the protein of cow's milk. Although it has more fat in it, it's good for you fat. It helps to lower cholesterol. The fat globules are much smaller, so they're readily digestible. And some people who are lactose intolerant can actually cope with it. I can't have cow's milk. It gives me eczema, and yet I can drink ewe's milk. It has a lot more of the natural essential minerals and vitamins that you need as well. It's got more vitamin C than cow's milk, and lots of good for you elements like potassium and selenium, etc. So it's a really great food, and I will sing its praises always, because I think it's wonderful. Heaven in a glass, I call it.
And you're ahead of the game, I have a feeling.
Yeah, that no one else is doing this. These are all my creations. And there's a lot of interest in them. Someone described them as new and innovative and exciting, and they taste yummy, and there's not a piece of dried fruit in sight in them. As a person who has allergies, I'm always scouring the supermarket shelves for foods that I can eat, and you know, healthy snacks, things that if I go to a conference and I'm not able to eat, that will actually sustain me, and these fit that need. I can eat those. When I was at Taste Wales, I lived on those because I was so busy. My food was paid for in the restaurant, and I didn't see the restaurant once. I just lived on my ewe's milk cariads.
And I love the name cariad as well. How important was it for you to use a Welsh name?
For me, it's a Welsh business. I live in a beautiful country, and every day I feel privileged to live where I do. I'm lucky. I was actually born and brought up in London, and when my husband brought me here, I just fell in love with it. It's the people that make the place as well, and people have been so, so sweet to me, so, so nice, and so helpful. And say it's a Welsh business and it's a Welsh product, and to me it was just a fitting word to use. My daughter came up with the name Cariad Bakery, but for me, trying to think what I should call this product, me, that just suited it.
Have you got any advice for someone who might be thinking, oh, I'd love to start a business?
Yes, I would say go for it. Follow your dream. If you have a passion about a product, about something you make, for example, like my used milk carriers, then go for it and try. And then even if it doesn't work, you've tried it. But I'm lucky. I waited, and the stuff of life did get in the way, and I spent years raising my family and helping other food businesses. But I'm lucky that I've got the chance now. But I would say to everyone, go for it now. Don't wait. Go, follow your dream. And good luck. Pop luck.
Well, all the best with
Thank
the
you
business.
So much. Thank you.
Reit, ti di dechrau meddwl am brisio, felly mae rwan yn amser dechrau meddwl am reoli dy arian fel busnes. Ac am dyma fyddwn ni'n sôn yn y benod nesaf, felly cofio wrando. Paid ag anghofio cysylltu fo ni os oes gen ti unrhyw gwestiwn. I gysylltu fo ni, hoffa a dilyna ni ar Facebook, Twitter ac Instagram. Anfona neges ato ni a fydd un o'r tîm yn cysylltu nôl efo chdi. Ffoni ar linell gymorth ar dim 3000 60 3000. Defnyddia sgwrsio byw neu live chat ar wefan Busnes Cymru. Neu e-bostia ni ar bigideas@gov.wales.